Begging your pardon, would it be too much trouble if I sheltered myself and my horse in your stable for the remainder of the storm? Claiming to be a prince, are you? Queen Gwendolyn demanded as she appeared from the shadows next to her husband, who twitched from being startled. Even after all their years of marriage, King Charles could never get used to how a woman of the queen's incredible size could manage to sneak up on him in those high heels of hers. Yes, Your Majesty, the stranger said, bowing towards her. Atria is a much smaller and poorer kingdom than yours, he explained humbly. I'm sure you've never heard of it all the way over here in the Enchanted Forest.
Indeed, agreed Gwendolyn. Of course you may put your horse in the stable, but you must stay in the finest guest room in the castle, King Charles told him.
Before the queen could protest, King Charles surreptitiously kicked her foot with his own. The young man thanked him profusely and led the horse towards the stable. When the castle door was closed, the queen had her say,
Oh, Charles, you old softy! That scruffy-looking man is no prince. He's just some gold-digging peasant who heard in some pub in the village that Andrew returned home tonight. He thought he'd show up here with a sob story to get himself in the door. Lucky him.